California. Hi, Bob.
Hi, Dr. Wright. Thank you for your courage and integrity in making us all healthier. I had a question about vitamin B shots, which some of my family's taking, and we take the methylcobalamin and the complete complex vitamin B12, and the vitamin B12 has a preservative, benzyl alcohol, 100%, and it has a preservative. So I'm wondering if that's harmful to inject.
Well, sir, it's not ideal. Now, nobody ever got overdosed and killed, and nobody even was hospitalized with benzyl alcohol. But even so, benzyl alcohol is not present in nature, so it's another one of those, you might call them, minor toxins. And so if you can't find one that doesn't have the benzyl alcohol in it, and you know where that may have come from, sir, and that is FDA is putting more and more regulations on stuff because they know everything, and so they know how to do this better than anybody, and they have insisted that preservatives be put into things that were previously preservative-free. And just as a side note, that's why Tahoma Clinic got rated at gunpoint back in the 1990s, because we were using preservative-free B-complex. No kidding. I won't go into that any further, but that was the underlying reason, as admitted in court. We were using a preservative-free B-complex. Okay, so it's going to be hard finding one. So what does one do? Well, what I would do, sir, is look at the amount of vitamin C I'm taking, because those shots are really helpful. And vitamin C helps to get rid of toxins. That's what it does in nature and all those animals that make it in their own stomachs. So I'd make sure that my vitamin C was at least up to a couple of grams twice a day, especially on days when I'm taking the shot, and probably a few days before and a few days after.
Oh, when you're taking the shot. Okay. Well, I'm taking every day a lot. We are taking without the preservative right now, but they just changed it so that it went up five times in price, and they have a smaller.
Of course, of course.
They offer the one with the preservative for a lot less.
Yep.
So another question I had, if you don't mind, there's some of my family's on Natrathroid for their hypothyroid condition, and there's problems getting it. When you do get it, the information that I've had that people have been talking about is that Natrathroid is it changes its strength back and forth, and now I guess it's a lot weaker. Do you know if then we found a pharmacy that does, they call it porcine. They just do straight desiccated thyroid. We wouldn't know how to gauge that strength.
And well, sir, if it's at a pharmacy, you're right. You can see how you feel. But if it's at a pharmacy, those pharmacies usually will ask whoever the manufacturer is for a certificate of analysis. It's just called that, a certificate of analysis. It's usually done by an independent laboratory. Now, health food stores don't necessarily do that. Tahoma Clinic Dispensary sure does, but many don't. And compounding pharmacies, or regular pharmacies even, are much more likely to do that simply because, that's part of being business. Yeah, that's just part of doing business, is getting your certificates of analysis from your supplier. So you might ask the compounding pharmacy you're working with whether they do have or don't have that certificate of analysis, and if they don't have it, could they please? If they don't have it, could they please get it?
Oh, good. Thank you. Did you hear anything about, I guess what would be the most natural and the strongest compounded is it Natrathroid?
There's Natrathroid. There's another one called Westroid, or
Westroid.
Throid.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We do that one.
And, of course, the most pricey one is good old Armour Thyroid, which has been around for quite a while. But the Armour Thyroid, if it's not out of your price range, is still probably the most reliable. They're an old-line company. And they're a very good one. It's just that their prices have been considerably going up and up.
Sure. She took that and wasn't as good as the Natrothroid and Westroid. She's doing Westroid, but it's impossible to find it. We can't find it anywhere.
Guess which agency is behind that one, sir? I know. You already guessed. I got it.
Okay. And before I go, you know, I just had a massive poison ivy attack in the East Coast. In the West Coast, I never got it. In the East Coast, I just got massive. It was covering my whole body. I didn't know what to do. I used the zinc oxide cream, but what would you do for something like that?
I'd put up a 50 to 60 gram vitamin C IV and just run it in a couple of times, because what you got there is a whole bunch of bad toxin. And the IV, we can get a lot more into us than swallowing it, because our guts just won't handle that much, but our veins certainly will. And that mimics what nature does whenever any animal that makes its own vitamin C is presented with any toxin. Doesn't matter what it is, the vitamin C production goes into overdrive until that toxin's cleared.
Wow. And does the Tahoma Clinic have vitamin C IVs then, or is it nutritional IVs? What would that?
Both. We have both, and we're given vitamin C IVs every day, sir, because there's always somebody in
vitamin
there who...
Vitamin C IVs. Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay. Well, thank you very much. That's all I have for the day.
Thank you for calling, sir. Help me get the information out. Bye-bye. Appreciate that.